You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We locked and loaded 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio each and every Friday, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. I'm excited to be on your airways this Friday. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You can download the Word Radio app in your Google Play stores and your Apple stores today to listen to us 365, 24/7 and to the PM. And don't forget, stand with Word. You can donate to Word Radio today by going to wordradio.com/support today to definitely make sure you keep us alive for the next 365. But speaking of alive, man, the flower show is blooming here in the city of Philadelphia. And I'm excited to be speaking with the president of PHS, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, Horticultural Society, Matt Rader. Good morning. Welcome to Eco Word. Welcome to WRD. Please introduce yourself a little bit and let the people know exactly who they're listening to.
Thank you for having me. I'm Matt Rader. I'm the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. A lot of people know us as PHS. And while we work all year long around the city and suburbs, making communities clean and green, for 9 days a year, we come to life at 12th and Arch with the Philadelphia Flower Show, one of
Yes.
Philly's great hometown global events. And we're
Yeah.
super excited to welcome everybody there.
We're really excited about this year. One, because the theme is exciting, right? And then two, it's also because we're celebrating the 250th anniversary, right? So talk to me a little bit. Let's jump right into the conversation. Talk to me a little bit about the theme and why this theme was particularly chosen this year.
So, it is this the year to mark the 250th anniversary of the United States. And we wanted to take a moment to think about the origin stories of gardening, which are so many, right? Where people brought traditions, plants, seeds, and to this country and created the gardens that we know today. Anybody's garden, whether it's a windowsill in their kitchen or a large home garden, is a reflection of things that they've picked up across their life and probably things their ancestors have picked up across their lives. And so each person's garden is really a unique expression of them. And we want to tell that story in the flower show. And that's what this year's theme, which is Rooted Origins of American Gardening, is all about.
I love that. And when it comes down to the flower show, it's like a staple in the city of Philadelphia, right? People get excited this time of year. It's like right after the car show, you're able to come to the flower show and bring something to life in the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Like when it comes down to just the connection for the Pennsylvania Convention Center, talk to me a little bit about why you all continue to do that. Because one time you guys stepped outside, and you're all back in for the second year of being indoors.
So the flower show is almost 200 years old. We started back in 1829,
Wow.
and we actually started in June at 7th and Chestnut, so not too far away. And what the show has always been about is people showing their greatest creativity, their greatest plants, whatever it is they can do with horticulture, and doing that to inspire somebody else. And since 1996, we've been at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, except for the two COVID years when we went outside to FDR Park.
I loved
And
it. I loved it, by the way. I
it
just
was
want to let you know, man. I
beautiful. I
loved
mean,
it. Yeah.
incredible experience. And it was all about, in those times where there was so much anxiety and uncertainty, it was like, let's unleash the creativity of horticulture in the flower show and keep it
Yeah.
alive. We came back downtown in 2023, and the show is more vibrant than ever. Philadelphians know and love it, but they probably don't know that this is one of the top three flower shows in the world. It's really
Beautiful.
Philadelphia, London, and Singapore. These are unique. People come from all over the world to exhibit and to judge and to enjoy the show. So if you're somebody who gets some hometown pride out of Philly exports, the flower show is a good one. And why we love the convention center is it's just super convenient. It's right downtown. It's easy to get to on SEPTA. And having the flower show there also helps support all kinds of small businesses in Chinatown and Reading Terminal Market and around and about, so it can really share the wealth with the broader community, which is something that's important to us.
And you just hit the hammer right on the nail because that was my next question. One thing I would definitely say is that the flower show shows real opportunity for small businesses, particularly businesses that are inside the city that want to become a part of the flower show. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that because you all have like an entire vendors row that people can enjoy, small businesses, not just here in the city, but also the suburbs as well.
Yeah, so the flower show is really a great platform to both promote your business and experience all kinds of small businesses. So, as you said, you start in the main exhibit halls where there are professional florists and garden designers who are all business people, right? And they're
Yeah.
showing their stuff, and it's a chance for them to get known. There's some amazing florists whose stories we could talk about. And then you have the Maker's Market out in the Grand Hall, which is the train shed as you go out towards Market Street and Jefferson Station. And then you also have the Marketplace, which is the big shopping area, which this year is on the street level at 12th
Beautiful.
and Arch. So all of those are filled with all kinds of small businesses, crafters, plants, flowers, garden adjacent, fashion, essential oils, you name it, you'll find it in the flower show marketplace. And for those businesses, this is a chance to be on the big stage and reach a lot of customers, which has a really important role in helping them build their business and strengthen the community.
For sure. And one of the things that I love too, Matt, is that you all are incorporating artists, right? And for the most recent years, and correct me if I'm wrong, but for the most recent years, from that I've witnessed when I've participated, is that you all connected with Mural Arts or participated, I mean, partnered with Mural Arts to make something come to life with our artists here in the city of Philadelphia. And I feel like that is a huge part of like just the activity to be able to walk around and see how artists is connecting, just being in the environment, but also being bringing creativity to it at the same time. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about that, bringing in more artists and bringing in more vendors who are looking to get their art off the ground. Talk to me a little bit why that's important to PHS.
So PHS really wants to make sure that anybody possible can use gardening as a way to improve the world around them, improve
Talk
their
to
own
them.
life, improve their neighborhood, build new relationships with people, and ultimately get healthier. And a big part of health, we all know, is having economic opportunity to live, right? A business, a job, whatever it takes to sustain yourself and your family. So however we can use our work to help create economic opportunity for people, that is something we strive to do.
Love that.
In the summertime, it's helping small businesses get started as landscape contractors and cleaning green vacant lots. In flower show time, it's creating all these opportunities for small businesses to put themselves in front of, 250,000 customers and share their work. And those who are most creative are most at home at the flower show because, we say that horticulture is the slowest of the performing arts, but it is an art in itself. And so we look and attract other creatives. So you'll find in the makers market, in the train shed, the grand hall, that is all people who make their own stuff and share it, most of whom are local. You talked about Mural Arts, who's been a longtime partner with us both in the flower show and in the community. They commission works of art specifically for the flower show that you can see on the show floor. And the rest of the year, we often clean and green vacant lots or community gardens adjacent to where Mural Arts has worked so that neighbors get the benefit of that setting for art. And all kinds of creative people find their way into the flower show. And there's great stories like Tisa Rose. Tanisha is a florist who exhibits in the show. She's been for, I believe it's her fourth year.
Beautiful.
She started as a florist during COVID. Whole new life, moved from sort of a hobby and avocation to something that for her was an homage to her mom and just a chance to express beauty in a new way. And the flower show is like home base where she's able to tell her story. It's very cool.
And one thing about the flower show too, it has so many different moving parts. It has immersive experiences. You guys have the flowers after hours. Like there's so many different things that are interconnected with the overall week, right? Because it's a week-long program. So that actually is also something that I love because it spearheads the fight against or the fight towards green jobs, right? So talk to me a little bit about PHS and, pushing the advance on more green jobs.
So PHS right now has a cohort of people in green job training. I think there's just shy of 70 of them.
Dope.
That's some of a share of people we'll work with throughout the year. Those folks will go through weeks of paid training. They'll then be placed in jobs, and we have over 90% placement rate. And then those are the folks who will be out cleaning and mowing lots across Philadelphia over the summer, and that becomes a first step job. There are huge numbers of jobs in landscaping and tree care. And our job is to try to help give people a path from where they are to those jobs. And so that's training. Sometimes that's social services help to clean up finances, driving license, whatever the challenge might be. And also just have the opportunity to be in the job with us as an employer and use that as a reference and resume builder. And so the flower show is a fundraiser for all of that for sure. We can't do any of the work we do in neighborhoods around community gardening, tree planting, green jobs without the support of the flower show. And then, as we've been talking about, the flower show itself is this like mega creative opportunity for small businesses. And something we didn't talk about is high school kids. There are high schools, saw, Lincoln, these schools are Philadelphia schools that exhibit in the show. There's also colleges, and for those students, this is really cool, right? This is a chance to envision something, grow it, build the structures, come to the convention center, create it, share it with the public, get judged by experts from around the country, and show your stuff to the world, and also be in a room where you can talk to people who are professionals in this field. So if you're interested in it, you can start to build the network that can help you move forward in career.
It's nothing like education, right? And I feel like when it comes down to just, this industry in general, climate change, environmental justice, all of that, education is extremely important because it's not something that's taught. It's just something that's lived, right? It's a lived experience more like. So when it comes down to education, I know you all offer tons of programs, and you talked about the students that are involved in the flower show as well. But can you talk just a little bit about the programs as far as the educational programs, just to talk about what we were expanding on as far as the green jobs?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different educational programs for everything from home gardeners to professionals. In the flower show itself, there's a Know to Grow lecture series, which is some of the best talent in horticulture or using horticulture to improve health and well-being.
So.
And it's a theater you can sit down, watch. It's part of your ticket price. And then
And
we
it's showing
do
every day.
every day. There's
Wow.
a it's a it's a lecture hall
See
that's
what I mean,
just
Matt?
adjacent.
Immersive experiences. There's so much to offer. I didn't even know that
Flower show is like you buy a
was a
ticket, you can fill the day, and the best part is you can get hand stamps. So if you need to take a break and go out and take a
thing.
deep breath, you can come back in. So a lot of people come check out the big gardens, maybe go to Reading Terminal Market, take a break, come back in, check out the artistic classes, which we haven't even talked about, where people enter press plant art or botanical jewelry or
Yes.
arrangements or dresses, take another break, come back, maybe watch a lecture. Go shopping. It's a full day, and for those who really get into it, it can be a multi-day experience, and there's a ticket for that as well.
But I didn't want to cut you off because you're about to get into it a little bit about the educational programs and the
Yeah.
specific one that's being offered at the Flower Show.
So a lot of what we do is offer education to people. So that's in the form of a magazine that we publish for our members. It's in the form of monthly lectures we offer to our members. It's organic gardening classes that we offer in community gardens. It's monthly plant swaps at our pop-up gardens where you can bring plants and take plants. It's formal education like we do for people in our green job training programs about everything from using tools like weed whackers and lawnmowers safely to OSHA certifications to, resume building and interviewing and conflict resolution skills. And for us, that providing education and knowledge is the key to helping people do what they want to do to use horticulture to improve their life and the world around them. So it's a major thing that we provide. Flower show itself is like a learning, it's a learning fiesta. Like there's so much to learn. Every garden, you can either just enjoy it as beauty or you can look and see how things were put together, what plants are there. Every flower arrangement has a puzzle behind it as to how somebody actually created that thing. Then there's the sit down theater for Know to Grow lectures. And then there's the kids' cocoon, which is an informal learning area for kids and families. Kids can run around. There's storybooks. There's things to dig.
Yes.
There's no shortage. And then the learning piece that people often forget about is the people. So in the flower show, there's everybody who knows everything about plants, and so you can go to the plant people place and ask questions about how to care for that, house plant that you inherited from your grandmother that you don't know what to do with, or get an answer as to what tree might work well in your shady, wet lot in Center City. There's so many opportunities to learn.
No doubt. And for those who are just tuning in, again, you're listening to Matt Rader, who is the president and CEO of PHS. And we're talking about the Philadelphia Flower Show that's coming to the city of Philadelphia. Tell the people I didn't get more information, tickets, all that good stuff, Matt, before I go into my next questions.
All the secrets are at phsonline.org.
All
When you hit there,
the
you'll see
secrets.
a button in the top right corner for the flower show. That opens your universe where you can learn all about the show, the vendors, the exhibitors, buy your tickets. There's different ticket prices for daytime, weekend, evening times. And then one of the things that everyone should know is becoming a PHS member is an incredible way to get special access to the show
Okay.
and also year-round benefits like our magazine and monthly workshops and garden tours and a whole variety of things. So if you love gardens or you know somebody who loves gardens, PHS membership is a really cool way to get special experience of the show and also year-round access to the best in gardening.
And the show starts on the 28th and ends on the 8th of March, correct?
February 28th to March 8th, if you're a
Yes.
PHS member, you get a sneak peek on February 27th.
Ooh, make sure you sign up and become a member for
Yeah.
sure. But Matt, I want to ask you this question because right now our city is pushing for a cleaner, greener Philadelphia, right? And how does the flower show, as well as what PHS is doing on a yearly basis, actually help with that initiative to really become that cleaner, greener Philadelphia we need?
It's what we're all about, and we've been doing it for 50 years, and we're so proud to partner with Mayor Parker and her administration to see even more potential in cleaning and greening Philadelphia. If you live or work in Philadelphia or close in suburb, you're almost certainly passing under trees planted with PHS support, a community garden tended with PHS support,
So
vacant lots cleaned and green, and it's all a partnership. So there's community volunteers and leaders taking initiative in neighborhoods across the city and the suburbs. And our job is to help inspire them and support them. So provide money, provide expertise, provide connections. But more than 230 neighborhoods have active PHS work on the ground. All of that is supported by funds raised at the Flower Show. And all of it has a chance to grow and grow and grow so that we have, the greenest, most beautiful city directly aligned with Mayor Parker's vision, including her commitment to making sure we take that greening of the city and turn it into economic opportunity for all.
for sure. And, speaking of that, accessibility comes to mind, right? Because when we think about a cleaner, greener Philadelphia, it's a new conversation for some. Like PHS has been doing it for 50 years, but some folks have been living in their bubbles, right? Their silos of Philadelphia. So they don't feel connected to the conversation too much. So how, when it comes down to accessibility and access, how can we make sure the people who feel disconnected to this exciting conversation, I mean, you get excited about every year, also feel like this is for them too?
I think the most important thing is to begin with knowing that gardening literally belongs to all of us.
Yeah.
Every culture, every tradition, every person has some connection to gardening, and it's an incredibly accessible way for people to express their creativity and something about their story. And you would be amazed at just the power of like planting a new container outside your house, how that sparks conversation, interaction, and gives you a platform to get to know people. So that it's for everybody, and it's an opportunity for everybody to change the world. The second is, I think, almost to forget about green as the topic and focus on the things that people want to see change in their lives often, which
Love
are
that.
more economic opportunity for themselves and their neighbors and their families, maybe a safer block, maybe a street that's not quite so hot in July that you don't want to sit out on your stoop and socialize with friends. Maybe it's the vacant lot on the corner cleaned up and turned into something beautiful. And then to understand that greening is a way to do those things, right? So it's not greening for greening's sake. Data shows us in Philly and elsewhere that more trees means less asthma, more clean and green vacant lots means less gun violence, more shade on the streets means more people gathering and socializing and richer social networks, even means lower blood pressure when you're walking to the bus to get to work.
Lower asthma rates, all that.
Exactly. So starting with the kind of nuts and bolts stuff that people really do care about, and then showing how these green things can work. And the other that's often needed, frankly, is hope. Trees are particularly a topic in Philadelphia where few people actually hate trees, but many people have actually had problems with trees that are real, right? Like a tree died or wasn't maintained and it caused damage. We're better than that now. We know the right tree to plant in the right place. We have good tools to get ahead of maintenance. But, if you've had a bad experience, it takes a certain amount of hope and trust to move into accepting a tree again in front of your house. And I think that's just something that's human and something that we need to learn together.
For sure. And Matt, we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to ask you two quick questions before we wrap up. And my first question I want to ask you is about sustainability and how that actually ties into civic power and pride, because a lot of people don't understand how sustainability needs to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, a city that's sustainable is a city that can survive long term, and there's huge economic opportunity in it. Maintaining green elements in a greener city creates opportunity for small businesses and people, and it just means that our city is going to be here for a long time. Our properties are going to retain their values. We're going to have opportunities, and we're going to be proud of our neighborhoods.
Thank you for that. And I'm sorry about that call. I had to get that out. And my
You're
last
okay.
question is, when it comes down to the Philadelphia Flower Show, why should people want to be excited? Why should people want to get tickets? Why should they be in the building?
It's just amazing. Like the flower show is sheer beauty. It's spring about 4 weeks early. There's nobody who doesn't have a good time at the flower show, and there's just beauty and fun and so many different things to do. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to spend your day there.
Exactly. And when it comes down to the Philadelphia Flower Show, you definitely have my vote. You definitely have my support. I talk about it all year long as something that people should be a part of and be proud of because it's a part of our community. And if you are somebody who is building gardens and building community around climate justice and around environmental justice and want to be around like-minded people, the Philadelphia Flower Show is definitely a place to be. Matt, again, please tell them how they can find more information, tickets, all that good stuff.
PHSonline.org is the website. You'll see a link to the flower show there. Consider becoming a member. Definitely buy tickets. And remember, this is a thing Philly created that the world looks to. So take
Yeah,
pride in it too.
that part, man. You already know what time it is. It's your girl POC. Stick around. More EcoWare right after this break. We'll be right back. It's your girl POC each and every Friday starting at 10 a.m. EcoWare, EcoWare, EcoWare. Stay locked.
Thank you.